whenever you are ready.
All right, well, good evening, and the Town of Los Gatos Historic Preservation Committee of March 29th, 2023, I'm going to call to order. Welcome. I'm Barry Cheskin, I'm chair of the committee, and I will now do a roll call and just remind the committee to respond verbally because we're being recorded. So, Vice Chair Burnett.
Yes, here.
Committee member Martha Queiroz. Queiroz.
Yeah, here.
And I'm the chair, Barry Cheskin. I am here and present, and Steve Raspy is absent today. So just want a few words about public participation, and I just will say this is the first time that we're in person for a long time. It's great to see people here, and just we may have a few kinks in our process, so please bear with us. So as we conduct this meeting on behalf of the town and the residents of Los Gatos, we encourage active participation, which is essential for democracy and critical to the work of the committee. The purpose of this meeting is to conduct the business of the town in an effective and efficient manner. And for the benefit of the community, the town of Los Gatos asks that you follow the town's meeting guidelines when attending town meetings and treat everyone with respect and dignity. This is done by following meeting guidelines set forth in state law and in the town code. The town does not tolerate disruptive conduct, which includes but is not limited to addressing the commission without first being recognized, interrupting speakers, commissioners, or town staff, continuing to speak after the allotted time has expired, failing to relinquish the microphone when directed to do so, and repetitiously addressing the same subject. Town policy does not allow speakers to cede their commenting time to another speaker, and disruption of the meeting may result in a violation of Penal Code Section 403. So, but to participate, there are two main ways to participate. One is to submit your comments about agenda items to staff prior to a meeting. And then during our meeting, there are two opportunities for you to speak. During the verbal communications period, you can talk about it at any topic not on the agenda. And then during the hearing on the specific agenda item, any member of the public can speak about an item that is on the agenda. So when you're called to speak, please state your name. If you would like to be anonymous, you may. And it's requested that you limit your comments to 3 minutes. And we'll go over the guidelines for specific agenda items as we get to them. So I'd like to move to the verbal communications section of the agenda, and I'll just read a little description here, which is a little bit redundant, but just to bring clarity to this. Members of the public are welcome to address the committee on any matter that is not listed on the agenda. To ensure all items are heard, and unless additional time is authorized, this portion is limited to 30 minutes and no more than 3 minutes per speaker. In the event additional speakers were not able to be heard during this portion, an additional verbal communication section will be open prior to the adjournment. So may I ask, does anybody wish to speak on something that is not on the agenda? All right, thank you. So we move to the consent calendar, and there are two items on the consent calendar. One is the approval of minutes from February 22nd, 2023. And the second is a request for a continuance to April 26, 2023 of the matter, the variance application V-22-003 at 202 University Ave. Those are two items on the consent calendar. Do I have a motion to accept those? Second? And that would be Susan, motion by Susan.
I'll second it.
And second by committee member Queiroz. And I'd like to do a roll call vote then. Vice Chair Burnett?
Yes.
Committee member Queiroz?
Yes.
And I, the chair, vote yes as well. It's approved. Okay. So we'd now like to open the public hearing section of the meeting, where we'll be talking about the items that are of interest probably to you all here and that are on the agenda. And the first item is item number 3, is the 16005 Shannon Road, and I think it's Ryan. Would you like to summarize the application?
Sure thing. Good afternoon, everybody. So this is a request to remove a pre-1941 residence from the town's historic resources inventory. This is one of the buildings where we really don't have much history or records on it. You know, it's not shown in Well, it's not a historic district, it's not in our, one of our overlay zones, not in the Sanborn insurance maps, not in the Ann Bloomfield survey. Town records, we really just had plumbing and electrical permits as well as a re-roof. So we really just have no evidence one way or the other of when it was built and if any other major additions have occurred. So that concludes staff's presentation. The owners are here. They did provide some a summary of their research as well as some elevations and pictures to give you an idea of what the structure currently looks like. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Brian? Okay, I'd like to, if the applicant is here, you indicate they are, I'd like to invite you to speak. And
if they could, just a point of order, if we could have them come, we used to invite them up to the table. I'm not sure if that's how we want to continue to do that, but at least when they're speaking, if they could come closer for the recording, that would be appreciated.
Join us at the table?
Yeah.
That's okay with you.
Wife and daughter are here too.
Yeah. You're all welcome to come
cheering,
up.
Cheering.
Well, I think Ryan summarized it pretty well. I did go through, the library, spent a couple days there searching through stuff, and I couldn't find anything on our home. I found stuff on the neighbor's home. I think at one time our property maybe was part of their property, which I summarized in my notes there. But and having lived there, there's nothing really there that I would say building wise or anything is historical, and I couldn't really find much of any people of interest that have lived in the home. And like I said, I think it was part of a family that owned more of the property and then broke it up, and at some point, if I was to be honest, I think at one time it was a barn or a garage that became a home based on the slabs and the different materials that seem to have been used to build it. But any questions you have about it, I'm more than willing to answer. But I've kind of run through everything I could find and put my hands on. And
thanks for doing all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's really not noted until maybe the 50s, I think, as I annotated notes.
Any committee member want to speak or have a question? Okay.
Seems pretty clear cut.
You're good. Do you want him to stay? Or
he's welcome to stay. Technically, we should go to the public to see if anyone has any questions, and then he technically has time at the end of that to rebuttal.
Any member of the public want to speak on this matter? So that closes our public hearing section on this matter, and I move to a committee discussion. Any comments by the committee here?
Susan? I'm willing to make a motion, I think.
Just before we do that, any other
comments? No, no questions. Okay, my motion would be that we agree to remove pre-1941 property from the Historic Resources Inventory for Property Zone HR1 located at 16005 Shannon Road, APN 527-01006, site application S23002. The findings, we're finding that request for a determination that a pre-1941 primary structure has no significant historic significance or architectural merit. And based on that, I move that we grant the request to remove this from the guidelines.
Great. Do I have a second?
I second the motion.
It's a second from Okay, Roz. Okay, great. Take a roll call vote then. Vice Chair Burnett?
Yes.
Committee Member Hayraz?
Yes.
And I, the Chair, will pass as well. The motion is approved unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I should read the appeal. Sorry. We are rusty. The decision of the committee can be appealed to the Planning Commission by any interested person as defined in the Town Code, Section 29.10.020, within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid. The final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Great. Okay, so we'll move on to agenda item number 4. It's a property at 248 University Avenue. construction of exterior alterations, window replacement to a non-contributing single-family residence in the University Island Historic District. And I think, Sean, you're the planner. Would you like to summarize?
Yes, thank you. So the applicant's requesting to replace 7 existing vinyl windows with wood composite windows. All the windows except for one would be the same size, operation, and location. There is one window at the kitchen that's going to be changed from a single hung to a slider. And then the applicant indicates that the composite wood windows would preserve the architectural character and historic presence of the house. In the past, we've had projects similar to this come forward, and it's just a, from the residential design guideline standpoint, it's not a traditional material. It's the wood composite, sometimes called Fibrex. So we're still bringing these to the committee for consideration until we can get a chance to have another agenda item just to discuss something more general agenda item on this. So if this is approved, the it would be accomplished through a building permit and wouldn't return to the committee. That concludes my presentation.
Anybody have questions for Sean? Any committee member have a question for Sean?
I have some questions. I don't know. Should I ask them now or
later? Well, if there are questions for Sean about the application, ask them now. Otherwise, we can reserve for discussion after the applicant's presented.
Yeah, I guess
technical
after.
Questions. Okay. You can ask him now. Otherwise,
yeah,
the applicant's present. Welcome. Welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
Please proceed.
Oh, good. Did you have some questions?
No, so
okay. So just to add to what Sean has mentioned. So our wood composite windows, they're reclaimed wood fibers and thermoplastic resin, but they look like wood. They're very most closely akin to wood. So existing windows right now at this address at 248 University is made of vinyl. So it is much, much better in terms of energy efficiency plus appearance. It will really go well with the guidelines of under the historic guidelines that you
brought up.
Oh, yeah, so
if it's submitted to Sean at that time,
but
we brought our brochures.
Yeah, so, and I think we sent you pictures.
I think
too.
We saw that in the application. Great. Great. Does any a committee member have a question for the applicant?
I have a question. So, was wood ever considered instead of wood composite? Or is it a matter of like cost
yes.
the composites?
So, the property owner had addressed to us that that's the only. The allotted amount for that specific project that they can pay for at that at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did offer, but since the property owner had addressed that he doesn't have enough budget in making home improvement, so we've obliged for his request to do the wood composite exempt instead.
Is there any member of the public who wants to speak on this matter? Okay, then we are going to close the public. Oh.
Just through the chair, I'm sorry. If we could have you state your names for the record, that's something else I've neglected to do, just so that we can take our minutes later.
Absolutely.
So my name is Dinah Durillo. So I am the applicant, and I work with Renewal by Anderson, the contractor.
My name is Anissa Reyes. I'm the Install Compliance Manager for Renewal by Anderson, overseeing the permit and HOA department.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay, and then I have a question. Yeah, so we just closed the public hearing on this item, and if the committee would like to discuss it, Vice Chair Burton.
Oh, I have a question for the applicant.
Oh, you did. Okay, well, we go ahead. Susan, we actually technically closed that part.
Should have been faster. So did you research on other windows, other makers of wood windows?
Well, we're with Renewal by Anderson, and our material is Fibrex or wood composite. That's what we offer
So we're here on behalf of Mr. Carlos D'Angelo.
So we're not the owners, we're the representative of the homeowner.
I see. So he didn't pursue any other kind of window maker, then, you're saying?
Because he signed a contract with us, so I'm assuming that he didn't get other quotes. But that would be something that we can ask him and go back if he did. We pursued this because we have a contract with him and
his
representative.
They represent the wood, the installer, and the manufacturer. So they may not know whether the property owner themselves looked at other products or other manufacturers.
And it was based on the budgeting. Is that why you're?
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So this was. I wish we had a sample of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So again, this committee discussion.
We're allowed to talk amongst each other?
Yes, we are allowed to talk amongst ourselves.
So I guess my question is, if we approve this wood composite, are we setting a precedent for all other citizens to come in and have their windows in wood composite?
No. So as I stated in my presentation, we're still forwarding these projects to the Historic Preservation Committee because the design guidelines are silent on these types of materials. There's some guidance in the design guidelines that talks about alternative materials that appear wood-like from the naked eye. And until staff intends to bring a general item back to discuss this type of product, specifically to get guidance from the HPC to see if it's whether or not staff would be empowered to approve these projects at the staff level rather than bring them here. But until we have that direction, we're going to continue to bring them to the HPC.
And I believe, Sean, if it's correct, the HPC has approved numerous projects with these kind of substitute materials.
We have.
In the last year or two.
We have. And some of the things that have been considered were the appearance when you get closer, up close to it. Its serviceability, its paintability, vinyl windows and aluminum windows and metal clad windows they don't always take paint well. Fibrex, from my understanding, takes paint well, so it starts to feel and look more like wood. And then you don't have the maintenance demands of a wood window on the exterior.
I'm guessing it's kind of like quartz is to marble or something.
I think that's probably a pretty
stone.
I think that's a good analogy.
Any other comments?
Well, so this is in a historic district, though.
This is, should be in the 200 block, yes.
It's in the
University Edelin.
University Edelin Historic District.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, we look a little more closely there. Why above the kitchen window, a slider? Why can't you do a double hung or something like that?
It's the preference of the homeowner, I think, because of the ease of use of the slider. It's easier because if there's a window, a sink, and rather than
sideways.
It's not always about what is easier. Sometimes it's about what the guidelines are. I think that would be a concern for me. Sliders. Not always the most attractive.
I think can you see that window from the street?
It's on the facing the house. Right. If you're on the street, it's on the right
driveway. So
mm-hmm. I think we sent the picture.
This window here, I believe.
Okay. Yeah.
That one there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that wouldn't be a significant concern to me, but I understand.
Well, I think we look at the entire house. So that would be an issue for me. I would rather have that more in the design of the house.
I'm wondering,
issue for you.
It's not an issue for me, I guess, as I'm wondering if it will match the other new windows going in, and existing windows, or if it will look different? Like, are there dividers, or is it just like one pane of glass?
Does it have divided?
Or is it going to look like the other windows?
They do have the, what do you call it? Divided.
Divided lights.
Yeah.
Divided light on that slider as well.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, does anyone want to make a motion, or shall I? I will make a motion. The motion would be that we approve the construction of exterior alterations window replacement to the non-contributing single-family residence in the University Edelman District on property zoned R-1B LHP APN 529-04-094 for the property at 248 University Ave. And Sean, are there findings we need to?
With the consideration.
With the considerations required. Is there a second on that?
I'll second it.
Okay, second by committee member Kay Roz. We take a roll call vote. Vice Chair Burnett?
I will approve it. I mean, I will go along with it.
Thank you.
I'd rather have that.
Committee member Kay Roz?
I approve it.
And the chair, Mary Jessica, approves it as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
And again, I'll read the appeal rights. So the decision of the committee can be appealed to the Planning Commission by any interested person as defined by Town Code Section 29.10.020 within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid, and the final deadline is 4 p.m. on the 10th day.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.
Great. Okay, we move to our last agenda item, which is item number 5 at 15 Chestnut Avenue, and I request requesting approval for removal and replacement in kind of wood siding on the pre-1941 residence on property zoned R-18 APN 510-40-155 for the property at 15 Chestnut Ave. Looks like you're up again, Sean.
Thank you. So the staff report provides you some background information on the fact that this project, the overall project, has come in front of the committee a couple of times. The applicant is coming back to the committee today to propose full replacement of the wood siding. They provided some information about the lack of waterproofing, and that if insulation were to be installed and from the interior and the wood siding to remain, that any water intrusion would be very difficult to dry out once the walls are insulated and could cause problems to the health of the building. The applicant has provided some details and has come with a sample about custom milling. There was already some wood siding that was going to be replaced as part of the approved project, and they were going to custom mill that to match the existing wood siding. So this proposal would be to continue custom milling it with a custom knife. I believe Mr. Blood has talked about that, and would be then to match the siding all the way around, but give them an opportunity to properly waterproof and put a membrane in between the siding and the insulation.
Yeah. Okay.
Just a moment.
And
Yeah, we'll get to those comments in a moment. Does anybody have any questions for Sean from the committee?
No.
Okay. I'd like to open the public hearing at this time and first introduce yourselves for the microphone, please, and for the recording.
That's the microphone.
That's the microphone.
That's the microphone. It's small, but mic.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to be back, everybody. So, yeah, this is how it should be. Jay Plett, architect. Ben Verber.
Ben Verber, owner.
Jim Pardon, builder.
Well, welcome. Welcome to our.
Okay.
Hello.
Do you guys have the letter that we sent in?
We have it.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so you had an opportunity to read that now.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is the existing siding, and you can see here, this is a drawing that was done by Big Creek Lumber that shows the custom milling to this exact size.
I can see that as well.
Yeah, let me pass that around. And so the siding that was milled for the rear addition, which would be 50% of the house,
which we already have.
Yeah,
underway.
Yeah, was custom milled to match this exactly, and the photos that we have, these show a lot of just how bad, you know, things have gotten over the years. Everything will be replaced just per these photos. This is our, you know, our catalog, so to speak. All the details, the soffits, again, the trim boards, and all those things.
You can see the dry rot. We actually have holes in the porch.
Yeah, you can see there as well how the condition. And then here's like the detail of the bay window in the front. And we will rebuild it back just like that with the beadboard siding. Everything will be the same. Same with the, here, the brackets. Maybe even these brackets could be salvaged and just reused, you know, things like that. But they'll go ahead and match the same detailing as the bay windows.
Would it end this?
Or? Yeah, that's a beadboard. And you can see it's not in very good shape.
You're going to duplicate that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, we didn't bring that in, but with the beadboard, we'll be duplicating.
Just like it is. We're going to duplicate everything.
Yeah, all the trim here, we'll duplicate all that.
And it's made out of real wood.
Redwood, yeah, that's real wood.
Yeah.
Clear grub. We won't be able to get the clear grub. There's not any.
Yeah, well, this is old. This is old grub. This we can't get anymore. But
it belongs in the museum. It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Well, you know, these buildings, there was no insulation in them, and so whatever water would penetrate, it would air out.
It wasn't a problem.
Right,
so water got behind it, which you can see daylight now that we've got it stripped, and water came in, it would just drain out. Well, bringing it up to code, which we're required to with the insulation and everything, it'll actually cause mold and become a big problem.
You know, I grew up on the East Coast, so in the East Coast house, if you close the front door, the windows would go
rattle.
Yeah.
Right? It was that tight.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Not out here.
Yeah.
And after anybody these last 3 months of rain,
yeah.
I'm not going to deal with
leaking. Yeah. Do the committee members have any specific questions of the applicant?
So what? Yeah. I have a question. What kind of wood then will you use?
We'll
redwood
use,
again.
Redwood.
Okay.
Okay. Great.
Wait, I have more questions.
Oh, sorry.
So you didn't know ahead of time that there was no underlayment, or is that how all the houses
apart.
Are built?
Yeah, when we start taking them apart, we discover these things.
And is there somebody who goes in and checks to make sure that it's actually done the way that, like, the clients have promised in the end, or how does that work? Or we just trust that what they say is true?
I think there's a certain level of trust, but upon final inspection, when we look at historic homes planning, we have different levels of inspection that we do for planning finals. Mm-hmm. For these historic homes, we do a full exterior walk, and we review the file for all of them. And when we see something like this that's requiring like or kind for kind replacement, we're very detailed in our inspections to make sure.
Okay.
Great. Cool.
Are any of the boards able to be salvaged?
You can tell just by even how we're taking it apart
now.
It's super hard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And probably even more work and cost than
and
well,
you
it's
can
ambitious
see.
To for you guys to replace everything in kind, so that's a
Yeah, and this too, you know, I'm sure, you know, lead paint, Bondo, over the years, fillers, things like that.
I can say that I resisted this for many months
sure
because it's
going to
be way more
expensive.
Yeah, it's a huge cost.
But, yeah, it's we can't.
And the work can't be done from the inside toward the outside?
The boards
to replace the
sides?
To put in the waterproof underlayment.
There would be gaps.
Like instead of removing the material on the outside, you work from the inside and
well,
put the underlayment
well, there's face frame
in.
Of the stud, so I don't know how you would possibly
yeah.
get any waterproofing on the face of the stud.
Okay.
Yeah, the stud, the siding nails to the stud, and then that part, that's that link right there, that can't be
the two
shut.
Width
of
the
yeah.
stud would be continuous.
It's quite a project.
So
yeah.
this
but
is how it looks right now, right?
Uh-huh.
So it's just those boards on the stud,
yeah.
so you couldn't go under the
stud.
Yeah,
studs. I see,
okay.
yeah. It's still all this that's starting to fall apart and it's rotten. There's nothing we can do except leave it, otherwise replace it and fix it, put it back the way it was.
Is this how all the old homes are built?
A lot of them.
In the neighborhood?
Some have paper, some don't.
Some have,
some have sheathing, some don't.
Yeah.
Okay, I could ask if there are any any members of the public speak. I think that would be a moot point.
Okay.
So we close the public hearing at this point. And is there any discussion amongst the committee? I'm fine with this. It's pretty straightforward, and it's impressive, actually. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it's complicated to do, but I think it's impressive what you're trying to do. So I see this as straightforward. Does anybody have any major questions?
No, I think it's okay.
So does anybody want to make the motion, Steele?
I'll make a motion.
Come on.
Okay. I motion that we approve removal and replacement in kind of wood siding on the pre-1941 residence at 15 Chestnut Avenue.
With the findings and considerations as required?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second? Thank you.
I second it.
It's a second from Vice Chair Burnett. And we can take the roll call vote then. Vice Chair Burnett?
Yes.
Member Kiros?
Yes.
And Chair Burnett votes yes. That is approved unanimously.
Thank you, and you're welcome to comment.
And one more time, I get to read that the decision of the committee can be appealed to the Planning Commission by any interested person, as defined by Town Code Section 29.10.020, within 10 days on forms available online with fees paid, and the final deadline is 4 p.m. on that 10th.
You still have to read that, Sean?
I still have to read it.
Yeah.
You have to read it at Planning Commission and any time a decision is made.
Yeah.
Any other business? If not, the committee is adjourned. Thank you.
Jane did
thank
a
you
really
very thank
big
you.
Garage next door. My son-in-law lived in that house next door.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he did that garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, that project, our garage,
that was really
you
nice.
Will have to wait quite a bit.
Yeah. I think Peter is,
Hoffman?
Yeah, Hoffman bought it, yeah.
We rent it, it's a rental.
It's a rental, is it? Oh, yeah? Okay.
There's been a few
yeah,
there's been a few turnovers since we've